主来的日子近了。
The time that Lord has come.
啊，也是今天信息的一个主题啊。
This is the main topic for today.
啊，谢谢诗班啊，呈现这首诗歌。
Thank you, choir, for singing this beautiful hymn. 啊，
那这部分讲到这个福音的内容，还有关于这个教义的事情。
The first part is really refers to the content and the teaching of the gospel.
And the doctrine.
And the doctrine.
啊，那么第二部分呢，是第九章到第十一章。
The second is from the ninth chapter to the 11th chapter.
那么这部分讲到这个以色列人跟神的关系。
This part talks about the relationship between God and the Israelites.
然后第三部分是十二章到十六章。
The third part is from chapter 12 through chapter 16.
啊，这一部分讲到一个得救的人啊，生活上当有的行为。
This section talks about the behavior of a saved person.
所以罗马书第十二章第一节到罗马书第十三章第十节讲到六个关系。
So the book of Romans from chapter 12 verse 1 to Romans chapter 13 verse 10 talks about six different kinds of relationship.
那第一个关系就是我们跟神的关系。
The first one is our relationship with God.
第二呢是我们跟自己的关系。
Second one is our relationship with ourselves.
那第三呢是我们跟别人的关系。
The third one is our relationship with others.
然后第四是我们跟敌人的关系。
And the fourth one is a relationship with the enemy.
还有第五就是我们跟政府的关系。
The fifth one is the relationship with our government.
然后第六是我们跟这个爱，所谓爱是讲基督的爱的关系。
Sixth one is our relationship with love.
那么刚才我们看那段经文讲到第七个关系。
So the verses the pastor just read speak about the seventh relationship.
那么这段经文是第十三章最后的一段经文。
So these verses are the last verse of the 13th chapter.
那么这段经文跟上文跟下文好像有点不一样。
This passage looks a little bit differently from the above context and also below the context.
那保罗在这里谈到另外一个课题。
Paul, in this passage here, is talks about a different topic.
也就是关于这个时辰的这个课题。
This topic is about the time unit of hour.
那么这个时辰跟我们的生活行为的关系是怎么样的
？So how does this hour relate to our relationship with God?
那我们跟神的关系
？Our relationship with God.
我们跟自己的关系
and our relationship with ourselves,
我们跟别人的关系
and our relationship with others,
我们跟敌人的关系
and our relationship with our enemy,
我们跟政府的关系
our relationship with our government,
和我们爱的关系跟这个时辰有什么相关
and also our relationship with love, how does that relate to the hour?
这个就是我们今天要来探讨的
This is the topic that we're going to cover today.
基督徒的生命不限于今生的生命。
The life of a Christian is really not limited to the life, you know, of this current life.
也包括来生的生命。
But also the life after life.
如何活出今生的生命将会影响到将来来生的生命。
You know, the way that we live our life of this life will affect the life of the future.
因为圣经告诉我们，基督徒必须要在基督台前受审判。
The Bible tells us that Christians must be judged in front of Christ in accordance to what they have done.
就如哥林多前后书第五章第十节说
，Just as Paul said in Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人。按照本身所行的，或善或恶，或恶受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad.
那这个我们到底是指谁？
So what does that refer to when we said we?
我们就是我们啊，得救的基督徒。
We are the born again Christians.
因此我们必须要明白圣经所说的这个时辰。
So therefore, we must understand what the Bible says about the hour.
我们尽我们的本分，按照神的旨意。
So that we can do our part according to the will of God.
那活出一个蒙神喜悦的生命。
And then we can live in a life pleasing to the Lord.
那我们与神与这个时辰的关系，首先啊，我们必须要明白这个时辰。
You want to really understand the time unit of hour. We have to understand what the hour means.
什么是时辰？
So what is hour?
一般人都有戴手表，不晓得很多人没有戴，但是我有戴手表。
So most of people actually wearing watches. I'm also wearing one today.
你没有手表，你就看手机。
So if you don't have a watch, then you go look at your smartphone.
我们家里都有挂时钟。
Our house also has a clock.
教会这个大堂后面那边有个时钟。
There's also a clock in the back of the sanctuary.
目的就是要讲言，按照时间讲，不要一直讲下去。
The purpose is really to know the time, so that we know when to stop.
所以我们在这个科技先进的时代。
So in this age of technological advancement,
人基本上成为这个时间的奴仆。
So basically, we have become slaves to time.
所以人们很希望在这个有限的时间里面做更多的事情。
We really want to be using this limited time to accomplish more things.
赚很多的钱。
Make more money.
时间确实是很有限，对不对？
But time is really a constraint. We only have limited time.
那么到底什么是时辰？
But so, what about what is really hour in this case?
那么圣经所说的时辰到底是怎么一回事？
When the Bible refers to hour, what does that really mean?
那圣经把这个时辰分成这个现今的时辰和将来的时辰。
And the Bible divides this hour into present hour, the hour also of the future.
那么新约圣经有不少的地方提到这个两个时辰。
So, there's quite a few places where the Bible and the New Testament talks about the hour in these two times.
那么两千年前主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界上。
2000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world to bring the kingdom of God to earth.
他把这个神的国带到人间。
So they bring the whole kingdom, into our world.
那从那个时候开始，神的国就在地上开始了。
Since then, the kingdom of God has arrived and getting started.
那么虽然神的国已经开始了，
although the kingdom of God has arrived,
但是还没有完全的实现。
It has begun, but it has not yet been fully realized.
所以我们看到这两个时辰是重叠的。
So we can see these 2 hours overlapped.
Overlap, 我们是活在这两个时辰的当中。
So we are just living in between these 2 hours.
我得救的基督徒正等待这个时辰的实现。
And the Christians are waiting for the realization of this hour.
那圣经告诉我们，当主耶稣再来的时候，这个时辰将会完完全全的实现。
So when the Bible tells us that when the Lord Jesus returns,this hour will be fully realized.
那么这个旧的日子将会过去。
And the old days will pass.
那么新的日子将会到来。
The new days will come.
神将会把这个天地废弃。
God will, abandon the current heaven and earth.
设立一个永恒的国度。
And will set up an eternal kingdom.
所以关于这个时辰，保罗在罗马书里面他说明了三个重点。
So Paul actually explained three main points in Romans chapter 13.
所以他说这个时辰已经到来了。
And he said that the time has come.
所以再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更靠近了。
So, Paul said, do this, knowing the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep. For now, salvation has nearer to us than when we believed.
所以他说，这个时辰已经来到了。
And he said that the hour has already come.
睡觉的时间已经过去了。
Your bedtime has already gone.
不要再睡了，应当醒过来。
Don't just continue to sleep. You have to wake up.
那保罗在这边讲到，他说要醒过来是有他的原因的。
When Paul said you have to wake up, there's certain reasons.
原因就是，他说因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更靠近了。
It's because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
那么这句经文说明。最终的这个救赎。
So this verse explains the future, and ultimate salvation of Christians.
因为我们得救，我们得到这个救恩，牵涉到过去、现在还有将来。
The salvation we receive involves the past, today, and also, the future.
所以你看罗马书的时候，你会发觉到这个保罗所讲的就是这个因信称义。
So when you talk about, when we look at the book of Romans, it's talking about justification by faith.
然后他讲到这个成圣的过程。
And then he talks about the process of our sanctification.
然后他讲到这个将来的荣耀。
Then he talks about the future glory.
所以我们看到我们这个救恩有三个过程。
So that we can see there are three process for God's salvation.
就是过去、现在跟将来。
That is from the past, present, and the future.
过去我们有个时候我们信了耶稣。
In the past, there are times that when we believe in Jesus.
那么在这个现今的时代，我们应当活出怎样的一个生命？
Now that we are in the present, how do we live out our Christian life?
因为我们在今生怎么样活出这个生命，将会影响到将来。
How we live in the life today will affect how we live in the life of the future.
所以保罗在第八章罗马书第八章21-23节这么说。
So when Paul says in Romans chapter 8, verse 21-23,
他说：“但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制。”得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
He said that a creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God.
我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
For we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息等候着儿子的名分，乃是我们身体得属。
And not only this, but also we ourselves having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body.
所以得到这个儿子的名分，还有这个身体得赎或者得救，比这个日子比初信的时候一天一天靠近。
So the body's redemption compares, and the days that are with the Lord forever are getting closer day by day.
那换句话说，与主同在的日子一天比一天靠近。
So the day that we are going to be with the Lord is getting closer and closer.
So 在路加福音第21章27-28节也这么说。
So in Luke's chapter 21 verse 27 and 28 said,
所以那时他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾云降临，一有这些事你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these things begin to take place, straighten up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
得救的基督徒正等待着主耶稣的再来。
Christians are waiting for the return of the Lord Jesus.
那么很多时候我们没有想到主耶稣再来的日子一天比一天靠近。
Many times we didn't really expect the day of the return of the Jesus Christ would be closer, than one day.
知道主耶稣将会再来，但是没有去计算那个日子一天比一天减少。
We know that the Jesus is coming again, but we're not counting like, the days, you know, when he will become, like day by day, for example.
那比如说一个人晚上去睡觉的时候。
Just like when a person goes to sleep at night.
他把这个闹钟把它打开。
They will turn on their alarm clock.
现在我们不用 alarm, 我们用这个手机啊。今天早上也是这个手机把我吵醒。
So nowadays, we don't use a alarm clock, we use smartphone. And today, just a smartphone that wakes me up.
所以在去睡觉的时候就把这个闹钟把它开了，然后等待这个闹钟把我们吵醒。
So before we went to bed, we will turn on the alarm clock, and then we will lie on the alarm clock to tell us when to wake up.
所以我们睡觉的时候，我们不会去计算这个闹钟什么时候会计算还有一分钟，还有一个小时。
So when we sleep, we don't really count because we're asleep, but we rely on the clock to count.
所以在等待的时候，我们就睡觉。
So while we're waiting, we just sleep.
没有做任何的事情。
We didn't do anything.
就等待这个闹钟把我们吵醒。
We were just waiting for the clock, alarm clock to wake us up.
而其实这个比喻形容一个没有做好准备的人。
This metaphor really describes a person who was not prepared.
那其实我们应当看着这个时钟。
In fact, we should watch closer, into the clock.
我们必须看着这个日历。
We should also, you know, pay attention to the calendar each day.
我们观看这个时间一秒一秒的过去。
We should watching the clock pass one second at a time.
一天一天的过去。
And day after day.
一个月一个月的过去。
Month after month.
一年一年的过去。
And year after year.
2019年就将要结束了。
The year of 2019 is very closer to pass away.
下个月就11月了。
Next month is already November.
这就告诉我们主耶稣基督要来的日子越来越靠近。
This is telling us that the time that the Lord has come is getting closer.
所以主耶稣再来的日子已经近了。
So,It's the days that Lord Jesus returns are very close.
所以保罗在这边讲，他说黑夜已深，白昼将近。
So Paul said that the night is almost gone and the day is near.
所以这句经文说明这个黑夜已经很深了。
This verse describes the darkness of the night and the darkness of the night.
已经靠近凌晨了。
And it'sclosure and getting near to the early morning.
所以太阳就要出来了。
The sun is about to come out.
所以今天早上我看到天很黑耶。
This morning, I noticed that the sky was very dark.
但是我已经醒来了。
And I was already awake.
所以我就拿那个手机来按一下看，才五点半。
And then I, you know, pull out my smartphone and then I push the button. Oh, it's only 5:30.
还没有天亮。
And still has not, the day has not come out yet.
所以白昼将近是指主耶稣再来。
So the day of the Lord Jesus, coming is near, basically, indicated that, Jesus will come.
那主耶稣再来的日子已经很近了。
That means, you know, the timing that the Jesus coming is getting very closer.
有多近没有人知道。
We don't know how close it is.
因为圣经说但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道。
The Bible said that, you know, we don't know the actual hour. No one knows, even the angels.
子也不知道，唯有父知道。
So, even the Son does not know, but only the Father alone will know.
那虽然我们都知道耶稣什么时候再来，
So although that no one knows, when Jesus will come.
啊，但是圣经里面有不少的征兆，告诉我们主耶稣再来的日子已经近了。
But in the Bible, there's several mentioning of what happened.
那比如说，主耶稣在马太福音24章提到这个主耶稣再来的事情。
For example, in Matthew chapter 24:7, it mentioned about when Jesus come.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处有饥荒、地震。
For the nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes.
然后这里说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And then in Matthew chapter 24:14, it mentioned, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as the testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
那其实这节经文真的告诉我们，主耶稣再来实在是很靠近。
When this, you know, scripture reminding us that, you know, like the Jesus comes, the time that Jesus will come will be very close.
那再去大概是十年、二十年，福音传得非常广。
Just in the last past 10 years, the rate of where the gospel spread, you know, has been having a very significant growth.
原因是什么？
What was the reason?
就是这个资讯非常的发达。
Because of the media, currently.
从来没有看过这种现象。
We have not seen, you know, how messages being reached, you know, through, you know,the way of how we communicate it today.
所以我们可以看到圣经所说这个征兆，就是告诉我们主耶稣再来的日子很靠近了。
So from this we can see that, you know, the time that Jesus comes is it's near.
还有一个征兆就是我们看到以色列的复国。
Another sign is that we can see the resurrection of Israel.
Restoration of Israel, 就是在1947年的时候以色列成为一个国家。
In 1947?Israel become their nation.
这个是一个征兆来的。
This is a sign.
我们当然在《帖撒罗尼迦后书》也谈到这个离道反教的事情。
In the book of Thessalonians also mentioned about this.
保罗不知道主耶稣的日子什么时候到来。
Paul didn't know when the day that Lord Jesus comes.
但他知道神的国已经来到了。
But he knew that the kingdom of God had arrived.
神的国已经开始了，但是还没有完全的实现。
The kingdom of God has begun, but it has not been fully realized yet.
那神的国将会在主耶稣再来的时候完完全全的实现。
But the kingdom of God will be fully realized when the Lord Jesus returns.
所以我们看到我们呢是活在这个两个时辰的当中。
So now that we know that we are living in between the 2 hours.
也就是这个现今的时辰和这个将来的时辰。
It is the present hour and the hour of the future.
换句话说，我们活在这个末世的时代。
In other words, we live in the days of the last days.
主耶稣再来的日子很靠近了。
The day of the Lord Jesus coming is near.
因此我们必须要做好准备。
Therefore, we must be prepared.
所以在马可福音第13章第35节这里说，所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨。
So in Mark chapter 13:35 it said, Therefore be on the alert, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, whether in the evening, at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning.
那关于这个时辰，保罗在罗马书刚才我讲到，他提到三点。
So when we talk about the hour, there are three main points.
第一点就是讲到这个时辰已经到来了。
The first one is the hour has come.
那第二就是不要再睡觉，要醒来啊。
Second, just don't sleep again.
那么第三，他说主的日子已经很靠近了。
Third one mentioned that the day of the Lord Jesus coming is near.
就是好像刚才我们看到这个，他说再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比出现的时候更靠近了。
Do this knowing the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep.
还有黑夜已深，白昼将近。
The night is almost gone and the day is near.
那身为一个得救的基督徒，
So as a Christian,
不只要明白这个时辰是什么，
Not only that we should understand the hour,
我们也要明白我们当做些什么事情。
But we have to remind ourselves what we need to do.
基督徒是蒙恩得救的人。
God, you know, save us by grace and
被神从这个黑暗中拯救出来。
So God deliver out of darkness.
那么在我们还没有被拯救出来之前，圣经说我们是活在这个黑暗当中。
Before He delivered out from darkness, we were living in the darkness.
所以在以弗所书第二章这里，保罗有说。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 to 3.
他说那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今这个悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体而心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
In which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
所以不得救的人，那这段经文告诉我们，随从今世的风俗。
So for those who are not saved,
walk according to the course of this world, 或者说 we follow the culture, we follow the culture. This is 这个就是有时候我们就掉在这个什么这个 popular culture 的当中。
So sometimes that we fall into the public culture.
所以不得救的人，他们随从这个空中的掌权者。
So when they are not saved, you know,
他们活在这个黑暗当中。
They live in darkness.
但是得救的人不随从这个今世的风俗。
So those who are born again does not conform to the current culture.
不放纵这个私欲。
They don't walk into darkness.
应当活在这个光明当中。
They walk in the light of the world.
所以保罗在以弗所书第五章第八节继续的说。
And Paul continues to speak at Ephesians 5:8.
他说从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
He said, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
所以保罗在这里说，我们就当脱去这个暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
Paul said, therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
那保罗也在以弗所书第六章讲到基督徒应当穿上这个全部金装。
Paul said that we should wear our full armor
来抵挡这个魔鬼的权势
to be able to defend against the devil.
所以圣经经常提到这个光。
So the Bible often speak about the light.
光代表生命。
Light brings signifies life.
光代表这个能力。
Light also represents the power.
光代表这个圣洁，代表这个真理。
Light also represents sanctification.
有光的地方就没有黑暗。
When there is light, there is no darkness.
圣经也告诉我们，基督徒是世界的光。
The Bible also tells us that Christians are the light of the world.
所以主耶稣在登山宝训告诉门徒说。
So the Lord Jesus told his disciples in the sermon on the mount.
你们是世上的光。晨照在山上是不能隐藏的。
You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在这个灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but under a lampstand.
你们的光就当这样照在人前，叫你们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And it gives light to all who are in the houses. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
我们的光照在人前。
Our light, is to shine upon people.
以致人看到我们的好行为。
So that people can see our good deeds.
所以保罗在这句经文他说，我们就当脱去这个暗昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of the darkness and put on the armor of light.
什么是暗昧的行为？
So, what are the deeds of darkness?
暗昧的行为就是行在黑暗当中的行为。
These are the deeds that are performed in the dark.
是吗？有时候没有人看到我们的时候，我们做那些事情。
When people don't see us, and then we perform this type of work.
所以保罗在这里他继续的说
So Paul continued to speak.
行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒。
So Paul said, let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality and not in strife and jealousy.
所以保罗在这节经文里面提到六个暗昧的行为。
So Paul mentioned about six, deeds of darkness.
我们可以去算一算，荒宴、醉酒、好色、邪荡、增进、嫉妒。
Carousing and drunkenness, sexual,promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy.
这些都是暗昧的行为。
These are deeds of darkness.
那可能有人说，或者你也会这样说。
There might be someone who might say in this way.
他说我没有这些暗昧的行为。
They can say like, we don't have any deeds of darkness.
我又没有荒宴、醉酒、好色、邪荡。
I didn't do any of that, like carousing, drunkenness, sexual promiscuity.
但是这节经文说，增进嫉妒是暗昧的行为。
But they said about not in strife and jealousy. These are also deeds of darkness.
有没有增进？有没有嫉妒
？You have strife and jealousy.
那保罗说，行这些事情的人是行在黑暗中。
Paul said, like when people doing these things, these are deeds of darkness.
我们在神的眼中，这些都是可恶的。
So in God's eyes, these are not pleasant to God.
是神不喜悦的。
God does not please these actions.
因为这些事情不属神的。
Because these don't belong to God.
是属于黑暗的。
These are belong to darkness.
是属于魔鬼的。
These are belong to the devil.
因此基督徒必须要脱去这些行为。
So Christians have to get rid of these actions.
所以保罗在这边说，情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、增进、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端，还有嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我们从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这些事的人必不能承受神的国。
So in Galatians chapter 5:19-21, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality,idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
基督徒是承受天国的人。
So the Christians inherit the kingdom of God.
因此不能够行这些事情。
So we cannot do these type of acts.
那圣经很清楚地说, 行这些事情的人不能够承受天国。
The Bible tells us very clearly that whoever that performs these type of actions will not inherit the kingdom of God.
严格的来说, 行这些事情的人不能够得救。
In more serious terms, these are the Christians that won't be saved.
那如何唾弃这些暧昧的行为，带上这个光明的兵器？
So how do we get rid of these deeds of darkness, and then we will be wearing the armor of God?
所以保罗在这边说，他说总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。Paul
said, "But to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust."
所以这节经文说怎么样要披戴耶稣基督。So
the Bible tells us how do we clothe ourselves with Jesus Christ?
一个得救的基督徒，他的生命不再是自己的生命。
The person in Christ is a new creation.
而是基督在他里面的生命。
It's Jesus Christ live into their lives.
所以在加拉太书第二章第二十节，保罗说。
So in Colossians chapter 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
The verse said, "I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me." So how do we clothe ourselves with Christ?
那保罗在这里也说，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了。
So Paul said, "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ."
所以受洗象征一个人归入基督。
So baptism represents someone who clothed themselves with Christ.
他救的还有他的罪跟基督一起埋葬。
So their sins has been buried with them.
从今以后一切都是新的了。
From now on, that everything will become new.
他是一个新造的人，旧的已经过去，一切都是新的了。The
old self is gone. The new self has come.
就好像刚才我们谈到那段经文，讲到这些行为哦。Just
like the passage that we read.
这些行为都是旧的行为。These
deeds are the deeds of the past.
所以虽然有些行为我们认为我们没有,
some of these deeds maybe we think that we don't have those.
但是我觉得这个纷争,这个嫉妒是很普遍的事情。
But I think strife and jealousy is something that's very common.
所以保罗在这边说,我们应当除去这些行为。
So Paul said that we have to abandon those things.
我们应当 有这些行为，比如说怜悯、谦卑、温柔的心、忍耐的心。We
should have compassion, and to be patient.
就好像这节经文所说，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦卑、温柔、忍耐的心。So
in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 said, "So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience."
这个是一个得救的基督徒当有的行为。
This is the fruits of the Christians who are saved.
所以要披上这个基督。So
we have to clothe ourselves with God.
不要去行这些肉体的私欲的事情。
Don't perform the deeds of the darkness.
所以我们看到这里讲到 披戴基督啊、怎么讲呢、啊、英文有一些翻译成 rather close yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desire of the flesh.、
嗯
啊、不止不要做，连想都不要想。
So not only you don't want to perform these acts, but you don't want to think about it.
你知道很多行为是因为从这里开始的。
You know, most of the actions are starting from what you think.
我们想什么就行出来。
You know, what we think, and then we carry out those evil thoughts.
所以保罗在腓立比书第四章第八节，他告诉我们应当想这些事情。
So, Paul talks about these are things that we should be think about.
他说：“弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，啊，这些事情都要去思念。”
Paul said, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things."
当我们思念这些事情的时候，我们就不会去随从这个肉体的私欲。
When we think about these good things, then we won't be thinking about those bad things.
那行出这些安慰的行为。
Then we will be acting good.
所以我们必须要明白这个时辰。
So we have to understand the hour.
我们知道这个神的国已经来到了。
We know that the kingdom of God has arrived.
只是还没有完完全全的实现。
But it just hasn't been fully realized.
那但是我们知道主耶稣再来的日子越来越靠近。
We know the day of the Lord Jesus Christ is coming near and near.
因此我们必须要做好准备。
So therefore we must be prepared.
不要沉睡。
And not be dormant.
我们应当披上耶稣基督。
We need to clothe ourselves with Jesus Christ.
做好这个准备，等待主耶稣的再来。
Be prepared to wait for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有人知道耶稣什么时候再来。
No one knows when Jesus will come.
但是圣经又告诉我们他来的时候好像贼一样。
But the Bible did say that when he comes, he will come like a thief.
是吗？贼要来偷东西不会告诉你。
When the thief go and trying to burglarize your home, will they tell you?
他不会告诉我们我什么时候会来偷东西。
They won't tell you like when they're going to go and steal your stuff.
但是圣经却告诉我们主耶稣再来好像贼一样。
But the Bible is said that when Jesus comes, it will be like a thief.
所以我们必须要随时做好准备。
So we have to prepare, anytime.
让我们用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's meditate for today's sermon.
让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's quiet our hearts.
我们知道主耶稣再来的日子一天比一天靠近。
We know that the time that Lord Jesus will return, it's getting closer and closer.
黑夜将要过去。
The darkness will move away.
白昼将要到来。
The light will come.
你是否有做好准备？
Have you prepared?
活出一个敬虔和圣洁的生命是一个做好准备的一个方法。
Living out the holiness will be one way to prepare.
可能是唯一的方法。
It could be the only way.
我们求主帮助我们愿意在这个灵属灵生命上成长。
We pray that, Lord, that we will be able to grow spiritually.
一天的 比更像耶稣基督。
One day and one day will be more like Jesus Christ.
等待耶稣基督的再来。
We'll wait for the return of Jesus Christ.
因为我们每一个人，每一个基督徒必须要在基督台前做交代。
Because, every Christian, we need to come to Jesus.
所以我们在神的面前求他帮助我们。
So we come before the Lord and ask for His help.
求他赐给我们力量。
Pray that, He will give us strength.
求他赐给我们一个坚固的信心。
Pray that He will give us, a grateful heart.
来活出这个圣洁和敬虔的生命。
So that we can live in a holy life.
天父求你恩待我们。
Lord, that we pray that you can, have grace for us.
也求主你帮助我们。
Pray that you can also help us.
让我们活在经常活在基督里面。
So that we don't live in darkness.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.